Good to have you aboard here. It is a Monday. We call it First Thoughts, and my brain's not sufficient enough, so we bring in Dr. Jason Kanz for First Thoughts as well. Good morning.
Good morning. So what you're saying is that this time of the morning, the combination
yes.
of yours and my brain, we kind of can make almost one full person.
I am taking a verse from Ecclesiastes and molding into two brains are better than one. What was the Steve
Indeed.
Martin movie about brains? It was something like, he did a lot of movies, but.
Who did that?
Steve Martin. There was some movie with brains in the title.
Oh, yeah, the man with two brains.
There we go. Okay. Yep. There we go. Yep. Good job out of you. Funny guy, Steve Martin. Hilarious guy.
He is, and an amazing banjo player.
Yeah, I mean, just so talented. I mean,
yep.
Remember that I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Oh, yeah. That was, I think my mom had that on record. On an LP. I still remember the cover of that. He was wearing a white suit and he mm-hmm. had the rabbit ears on.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah, I saw just the promo for like a masterclass on comedy that he offered on Facebook. It seems like they used to promote that kind of stuff more. I don't see the ads now. But, I mean, he talked about just anything. If you're trying to do comedy, just anything is, you know, you just have to be aware in your life. I mean, it's that observation and then, you know, it's like Tim Hawkins is so good at that kind of
yep.
thing.
Yep, I agree.
Well, I'd rather just talk about that for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But Rick Britson's a former pastor from the Chippewa Valley and served for a number of years at Bethesda Lutheran, whose service is heard Sunday mornings at 11 here. He's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he posted this, and I just wanted to chat about it with you. He said, two L.A. County Sheriff's deputies ambushed and shot, both in critical condition. Crowd of protesters blocking the emergency entrance of the hospital, chanting, "We hope they die." Rick says, this is not leading to reform. It's leading to a race war. Insanity is stalking our country. Now, you got to know, I think it's worth noting. I mean, Rick, well, I'm going to let it just speak for itself. That's what he said. My comment on it was, I said, unbelievable. I said, Rick Britson, you're one of the finest gospel preachers I've ever heard. That message, properly presented and correctly understood, uniquely packs the transformative potential our current ugly, nasty cultural scene desperately needs. I mean, just when I'm hearing some of this, it's so, my reaction, right? Unbelievable from both sides. And it's like, I don't think you ever heard the gospel. Because to hear the gospel is to be impacted in terms of how you treat other people, right?
Yeah, I am just grieving hearing that. I mean, it's really hard, I think, for me watching the world that we're living in right now, and even an awareness of my own heart. You know, last week I wrote that those people post. There just seems to be more and more and more division, even among those who profess the name of Christ. And that seems to be almost our primary motivator at this point is animosity and hatred toward other image bearers. I wonder what it would take for me to say, I hope they die. I really, you know, I'm finding myself somewhat speechless in terms of that sort of response.
Yeah. And I think,
and I wish,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I wish I could say this was unique. But it's not. I mean, this seems to be an increasing occurrence. And I think those of us who claim to follow Christ are getting swept up into the hatred and the animosity. Rather than being beacons of light and hope and wholeness, we are adding to the division.
And again, this is on this particular side. Now, somebody a little bit later pushed back some, and I hesitate to share this just because I don't want to. But somebody asked, did you all protest this loudly when police shot black citizens in the back 7 times, which was in Kenosha, right? Which was August 23rd, I believe. Agitating for. And I want to say, I mean, I know even in following Rick's comments, I mean, he's been very supportive of, you know, certainly racial justice.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's so many things now. I mean, this was another potential thought to deal with this morning was. It's like just in the last week alone, if you're not canceling Netflix or choosing to not watch a certain professional sports league, it's just almost like somebody's going to write you off. I mean, it's – and for me, it mentally, Jason, it goes back to 2016. There was the Pulse nightclub shooting, and one of the things that – and again, I'm not meaning this to be partisan on either side, but there was 50 people dead, and there was a house, and Paul Ryan called for a moment of silence, and like three different congressional representatives of the other party walked out, and they felt like, no, we – and I understand they were trying to make a point that we've got to do more than a moment of silence. But it feels like that used to embody just some type of civility. And we've said, to heck with civility.
Yeah. Yeah, it's right now it seems to be about who can shout the loudest and who can make people on, quote, the other side look the worst.
Yeah.
And I came across a term this week called, so there's this, most people are familiar with straw man, which is you present the other side's argument, which isn't actually the argument they hold. But I came across this term called steel manning, and it is present the other person's side as strongly as you can.
Huh.
And then indicate how you disagree with it. And I thought, I wonder what it would be like if we actually did that instead of continually tearing one another down.
And I think,
we forget that
that's great.
Image bearers.
That's great stuff. And I think let's close on that because I think it's just the idea that, you know, let's get back to the place at the beginning, like even prior to the fall, we're made in God's image. Everybody, every person you see today and the rest of your life is an image bearer. And they may hold a different view than you on a variety of subjects, and that's okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah. Yep. It doesn't mean you can't talk with them. It doesn't mean you can't treat them with love and respect.
I want to love Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, Libertarian, even the people in the birthday party, which is Kanye West party. I mean, I want to love open arms, right?
Right.
I thought that's the idea, that God so loved the world.
Yep.
So, all right.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up more tomorrow. Thank you.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Good morning to Hillary.
Good morning, Mark. I have to be honest with you. You started to say, is it going to be the warmest day of the, and I thought you
rest
were going to say week.
Yeah.
And then you said the rest of the year.
Uh-huh.
And that really derailed me, Mark.
Yeah. Of the rest of the year. It's the middle of September.
I mean, it's true, but.
Yeah, it is true.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now I'm going to struggle with that for a few hours.
Yeah,
it's
not just the rest of it. I mean, getting into the 80s. I mean, you have to, in mid-September.
I know. You're absolutely right.
Today's the 14th. I mean, if you're talking about the 80s, you know, tomorrow. So.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. You know, and it's true. I've been seeing a lot of things popping up for fall color tours and fall color travel. And I'm like, wow, yep, there are trees that are starting to get tinges of color out there. And it is upon us, friends.
You're a big Star Trek fan.
I am.
The first birthday today was Walter
Koenig. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. Sorry.
Exciting. Good. Good. All right. Ensign Lieutenant Pavel Chekhov in the original series. Okay.
Love Chekhov.
Okay. We've got special events today.
Okay.
For the week and then for the day. So we start off for the week. Ready to go?
I am.
Housekeeper's week.
Very nice. Uh-huh. Assisted living week. Wow. Those people need a week. They need a month. Oof.
It's a good. Yeah. It's a good week to commemorate, to celebrate the security officers. Appreciate them.
Mm-hmm. Truck drivers as well. Truck driver appreciation.
Hundreds of thousands of them across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Boston Marathon moved from April 20th. Is today, actually.
I did not know.
Uh-huh.
It's Boss Employee Exchange Day. Not so sure about
now,
that.
The other day it was Hug Your Boss Day.
Uh-huh.
So now that you've hugged him or her, now you're going to. Exchange places.
I don't know.
It's cream-filled donut day.
It's like switched comes to work. Eat a hoagie day. Mm-hmm.
Gobstopper day. Now, that kind of calls to mind Willy Wonka, right?
Yes,
Everlasting
absolutely.
Gobstoppers.
Yeah, there it is. So that's our day's.
It's National Sober Day.
Oh, it is.
It's National Sober Day.
It is. It's good to be sober.
Life is very sobering these days. So
it is. I like to be joyful, but.
I feel skinny today. Because
so
the number for the day says the average waistline for men in the U.S. is 41.2.
Really?
My waist
yours
size
is smaller
has been 34.
Than that. Yeah. I think my waist size is smaller than that as well. I'm back on coffee, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Yay.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I know.
I said earlier with first cup, we don't know what you're drinking.
I know. Well, I did another 3-week stint of chiropractic. I lost over 19 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. So.
And so then what is the maintain plan after that?
The maintain plan is for me to, I mean, the whole program is like regular food.
Right.
So, I mean, basically what it is if you stick to 80% of, you know, the low carb, low sugar, I can maintain it. And I did maintain it. You know what happened? I'm learning. I'm such a stress eater. So
right.
like I did Kyrathin and I did great and COVID hit and I was still fine. And then my dad lived with me for a month and I gained weight.
Sure.
And then I maintained and I did fine. And then my father-in-law died.
Right.
And I gained weight.
Yeah.
So, Stressy. You think it could
yeah.
be stress?
Sure.
So I'm giving myself grace there because like those were two really big,
yeah.
really stressful events. So I'm giving myself grace. So,
absolutely.
You know, I hop back on the wagon and I lost what I had gained and now I can maintain it. And I know I can maintain it. But when those big, you know, tsunamis uh-huh. of life hit, that's hard. And when my dad was living with me, yeah, that's when my father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer. So, I mean,
see,
you guys, we've had stress. Like, it's no wonder.
Yeah. And for me, I don't really have an – I just like pie all the time. So that's a different – thank you, Hillary. All right. It is 55 degrees. It is 12 and a half before 8 o'clock. Make it 7 o'clock this morning, 12 before 8 Eastern time, where we talk to Drew Fralick, counselor and comedian. And he needs to have a good mindset because – he's a Lions fan. Good morning, Drew.
Hey, Mark. What's going on?
I mean, I guess one of the potential slogans for Wisconsin that we may submit to Governor Evers to consider putting up is, you know, it could be worse. You could live in Michigan. Two reasons I say that. One is, here's a headline this morning, 400,000-plus signatures in Michigan to repeal Governor Whitmer's virus powers. I mean, as much as people could squawk about the mask mandate for 2 months in Wisconsin— by and large, it seems like Governor Whitmer's been more heavy-handed. And secondly, I mean, the Lions did it again. I mean, it's just kind of a rough ride through life, huh?
I mean, the Lions is like theater of the absurd, you know? It's like you think, oh, they can't. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And I didn't watch the game, you know, because I'm trying to love myself during the pandemic. But my dad and my brother, you know, right after the game, they texted me. My dad, he texted me, he goes, yeah, the Pistons, the Lions, the Tigers, and the Red Wings come to a four-way stop at the same time. Who should go first? And I'm like, I don't know, Dad. And he goes, they should all floor it and let God sort them out.
Ah, oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I mean, for people who didn't,
you didn't see the game,
but from what I picked up on through at the very end of the Packer-Viking game, I mean, it seemed like, The Lions had a lead, and then all of a sudden, non-future Hall of Famer Mitch Trubisky leads the Bears back with more than 20 points in the fourth quarter, and the Bears win.
I know. It's so depressing, isn't it? It's just, what can I say? We were having this conversation last year, remember?
Right.
And the year before that.
It's just like, how many different ways can you lose, right? So,
It's a good question. I think we're going to find out. Now, the Whitmer thing, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah,
what
this is
that?
A headline. It just says 400,000-plus signatures in Michigan to repeal Governor Whitmer's virus powers.
Interesting. I think it's interesting I get my news from you.
Right. Well, I think it comes at the same time. There's some talk in our city of Eau Claire, which is one of the larger cities in our listening area, Eau Claire and La Crosse, and they're mm-hmm. talking about amping up the powers for the city-county health director. And so there's a virtual meeting of the city-county health commission today. And then I think the city council. And then there's a protest scheduled. People are like, no, she's got enough power. And so, I mean, it's just been a rough ride through 2020. I mean, you're a counselor. You're a comedian. So, you know, tell us something that helps us cope for the week. No pressure.
I will say this.
No pressure or anything.
No, I'll tell you this. I have something because – you know, you said that the Wisconsin slogan should be, it could be worse, you could be in Michigan. When we were kids, you know, we'd be eating our dinner, and sometimes we didn't finish it. And my mom would say to me, you know, you need to finish all of your dinner because there's starving kids in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, no.
So we did.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, so we're making it. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
You know?
We will.
Or we won't.
Yeah, see, my big thing is I say to people, I just played Alive and Breathing by Matt Maher, and I said, hey, you exist. Now, that might not always be a picnic, but, I mean, it's better than the alternative, typically, right? So,
I mean, every day is a new opportunity to grow and display God's glory. So
it is.
You know, at the end of the day, just flower in your own way.
And here's,
I mean?
And here's the deal. And next week, the Packers play the Lions.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, on Sunday.
Well, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
All right.
Now, can you imagine if they lose that game?
But I almost
how great
feel
that'll be for
like,
me.
I was trying to decide. We'll close with it. I was trying to decide, as a Packer fan, is it better if the Lions win or lose? I mean, do you, instead of coming in amped up, hey, we won a game, now you're kind of depressed and deflated. So, anyhow,
well, which will be better for the show next week? That's what I care about.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Drew. Drew Fralick, counselor and comedian extraordinaire from Michigan. Could be worse. You could live in Michigan. No. The sand duning sounds so. I've never sand duned. Have you sand duned in Michigan before?
Sand dune, yeah. Oh, I've sand duned. Yeah, we take sleds. We go down. Well, we don't have sleds, but you know, we go down on pieces of trash. You know, like old garbage lids and stuff like that down the sand dunes. Oh yeah.
Okay. It sounded good until he mentioned garbage. More great music and lyrics you can trust coming up. All right. The weekend that was is behind us as we make our way to mid-September and the temps climbing into the 70s, even the 80s tomorrow. And Hillary was kind of freaked out half hour ago, Caleb, because she heard me say, will tomorrow's 82 to 84 be the warmest day the rest of the year? She thought I'd say week. I said year.
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 You're going there already.
And he's right, but
possibly.
Yay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. Only time will tell.
All right, who's going first on the weekend recap?
I can. I had a great weekend. Saturday, we toured Orchards on Saturday, and it was lovely. We did our family takeout on Friday night, did Orchards. We went to like four or five different ones, had a great time. Sunday, I returned to church for the first time in 6 months. I'm telling you, YouTube services are great and whatnot, but it's just not the same. I went to my church, I sang, I worshiped. I got to tell you, I cried. That first song hit, the first, and yep, there were tears. It felt so good to be back in church.
Yeah, you loved to sing.
It felt so good to be back in church. So that was like the highlight yesterday. And then Dean and I did some trail maintenance down at Otter Creek. We had to clear some trees. I was clearing trees with the husband. He was the chainsaw worker, and I was hauling logs and wood, and I can be tough.
Grandma Ginger'd be proud.
Hey, I was born in a logging family. I better know how to stack wood and work around a chainsaw.
There you go.
Hey, so late Saturday is when we visited Avenue Orchard as we were out running some errands. It was kind of a nice break to go down to the orchard for a little bit and a little. It was nice to see Ronnie Appleseed and the crew. Earlier in the morning, my wife had an appointment at the cell phone store. And if you know anything about cell phone stores, it went way, way, way beyond what we thought it would take. So for multiple hours, I was home with my children.
Multiple hours.
Oh,
my goodness.
And here's the thing. I really enjoyed it. It was just me and my youngest two children. And it had been suggested to me that maybe I would spend my Saturday watching football, maybe napping. I didn't do any of those things. I spent time with my children. There's some things around the house that needed to be done. And I really, really enjoyed the time with my kids. And again, it's a salute to my wife because I've realized how little I could actually get done when it's just trying to keep them fed and safe and, you know, keep the house in somewhat a semblance of order. But that was great. And then my little brother Josh was back from St. Cloud over the weekend, and I loved watching the Packers game with my dad and my brothers. So solid end of the weekend there.
Absolutely. The biggest development in my weekend was taking my wife to the airport yesterday.
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a highlight.
She's en route now, and I would say even moments ago she texted me saying Brussels is the worst. She says there is absolutely no system for boarding. I've been in line for an hour, and there are no announcements.
Brussels sprouts also really stink. As long as we're just piling on.
I hope Brussels smells better than Brussels sprouts.
There's an update on that. She went to the airport yesterday via, Minneapolis to D.C., D.C. to Brussels, and Brussels eventually making her way to Liberia for 2 weeks. So your prayers are highly coveted for this trip, which has plenty on the plate for her. In the meantime, I'm dad at home with five kids, 15 to 20 years old. We did finally celebrate Evelyn's birthday, six months post-haste.
Was Peggy there?
Yeah, she was there. Okay. It was on Saturday, so that happened in the midday. Recorded a conversation with Melinda Gardner for Chippewa Valley this week for the virtual Apple Walk for Life, which is going on with Hillary's help. We'll get the podcast posted at wib.com and enjoyed watching the Packers beat the Vikings.
Wonderful.
That's never not enjoyable.
It's great.
So there you go. That is the recap of our weekend. If you've got a question for us about anything, it's Ask Us Anything, the WIB Wake Up Show page. We're welcoming it. Or the listener line, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. All right, so the listeners came up a little bit short on questions for us today. But, Caleb, what do you
got? All right, so it's a Monday mailbag here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 715-396-1670 is where you could send in a question for us. But barring that, here are some national survey questions that I figured I would ask Mark and Hillary. So
sounds good.
Let's start with this one. What if your dream job came true? Your dream job came true, but your salary was paid in chocolate bars.
Yes, I would.
Would you
do it.
Take it?
Yes.
I get really fat, and so that wouldn't be good. I would try to negotiate.
All right, 68% of people said no, they would not take the job.
I would totally take it.
What if you could live forever, but you could never talk to anyone again?
Absolutely not.
That would kill me.
I could not do it.
81% of people said nope, wouldn't take that deal. We're not going to do that one. That's morbid. All right. What if your lifespan is increased by 50 healthy years, 50 extra healthy years in your life,
but
you step on a Lego when you least expect it at least two times a day for the rest of your life?
Oh,
sure. I'd do that.
Work on those calluses, Mark.
Those are nasty questions.
It's 50 healthy years. Come on.
How about 25 years and once a day?
He wants to negotiate with everything.
I want to negotiate with everything. So.
That's awesome.
Let's see. We'll do this one. What if you could take anything without being caught for it, but every time you took something, someone innocent was accused and convicted?
No.
Of course not,
no.
Right?
No.
Here's what's crazy about this one. This is our last one. 67% of people said no. So that means that, again, 23% of people said,
Sure.
No, I'm sorry. 33% of people said,
right.
So, like, we're talking like a third of people were like, yeah, sure, as long as I don't get caught. What in the world?
Some of them were like, I don't know, at least, and not like, sure, I'll throw someone else under the bus for my own personal gain. It's not cool.
I'm just curious, is the dream job for some people writing these survey questions, and are they paid in chocolate?
They should work harder on spreading love and kindness in the world and making their communities a better place.
I'm curious about the Lego thing as well, too. It's like, again, every single day, you're just like, well, glad that's over with.
I think you get used to it. And it does it. You step on a Lego, it hurts instantly, but then it's gone pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, twice a day for the rest of your life for 50 years is a long time. And I think you always have to be open to negotiation.
I would just hope that I got it over with early in the morning. It's just I'm good
now. I can wear shoes. Doesn't say you have to be barefoot for it.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite parts of the show is Hillary doing impressions. She so easily lapses into, which you did even during this, where you're just like...
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay, friends. To me, it's a sad day. I know we do this debate every year around Easter. To eat the peeps or not eat the peeps. Okay, I get that. But the Just Born Confections company just announced that the holiday-shaped candies, they're suspending all production until spring. You guys, that means that there's no seasonal Halloween peeps, there's no Thanksgiving peeps, there's no Christmas peeps, there's no Valentine's peeps.
I thought there were only Easter ones.
I didn't realize, actually, that they made Thanksgiving peeps. I mean, I know about the other ones, but really?
Why are they cutting off production?
Well, because of COVID.
Come on, COVID.
But I enjoy their seasonal. And I was happy this summer they had coconut peeps dipped in dark chocolate.
Okay.
They were delicious. The plain ones are, they're okay. But I like some of their fun flavors.
I'm not a huge peep fan, but I always will have one.
And right.
Then at Easter.
Like, yeah, usually one at Easter. But, I mean, I have purchased them at other times because my children enjoy them. And they're also killer in Rice Krispie bars.
Yes.
You use the peeps, peeps in Rice Krispie bars. Awesome.
I'm going to miss my Christmas. The Christmas, they have a peppermint peep again with the bottom dipped in dark chocolate.
Okay.
Unbelievably delightful.
She knows her peeps.
That sounds weird to me.
Chocolate peppermint?
Peppermint. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
They're
right.
Delicious.
They
have gingerbread
peeps. I'm used to like the yellow or pink ones at Easter.
And then there's blue as well. But okay, here's the thing. Yeah. Would I, Hillary Roth,
yes,
eat a raisin peep?
No.
No.
Come on. Do you even need to ask?
It's the light meets the dark.
I have a raisin.
I'm
a dead grape. I'm going to call myself a raisin to sound fancy.
That's
my raisin voice now.
A raisin commercial over the weekend. And I just thought, here's the interview I want on this show. Yes, we're working on Mike Lindell, my pillow guy. But I would love to have someone from, like,
the Raisin.
California Sun Raisins on the air with Hillary. And Hillary just disparaging, just saying, I don't like your product. And I want them to be able to react.
You know what? I don't like prunes either. That's another fruit trying to pass itself off as something better than itself. You're a dried plum. Call yourself a dried plum. Why now, do raisins and prunes get to call themselves something different?
You have strong opinions, and they vent on this show. But Caleb did earlier say, we talked, I read the text from my wife in Brussels, and he said Brussels sprouts aren't. And I said that for years. That was legitimately, my dad would say, you cannot leave the table until you eat those three Brussels sprouts. I remember it still. Mm. And it was just like, and he was an authoritative parent. And but my daughter Grace has taken up the challenge, and she's gotten us buttered Brussels sprouts on more than one occasion, and they're not that bad.
Here's okay. what I let Brussels sprouts brush them with a little olive oil, sprinkle them with a bit of coarse salt and pepper, and roast them until the inside is tender, but the outside is like crisp. Uh-huh. Oh, they're good. But your house will smell bad for like 3 days afterwards.
See,
but
everything you just described sounds good for like asparagus. And that's another one of those things. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, Brussels sprouts, asparagus. Like, I enjoy some good asparagus. Brussels sprouts, I haven't made it to that point yet.
What if you wrapped it in bacon?
That would be better.
I'd unwrap it and eat the bacon.
All right, I'm going to try to wade into some fare we don't typically tackle and not do it in an overly specific way, but here we go. There was something controversial on one of the popular live streaming channels last week. That live streaming channel chose to keep that controversial program, and then there was quite a bit of a hashtag movement towards canceling it. And it felt to me like the pressure was, if you don't cancel this, you're not a good person. And then there's other controversies regarding professional sports and the way that the anthem is being handled. The Packers, for instance, yesterday didn't even go on the field during it. I don't think the Vikings did. And I'm seeing people weigh in saying, you know, we're not watching it anymore. I know one wonderful individual. I mean, I think highly of this person. But they said they listed just about every professional sports activity, including race car driving, which I'm not into at all, that they said they're not going to watch because of. And I just feel like, wow, we're just so, what's going on? I mean, it's just like, unless you, if you don't do this, then you can't be my friend.
I'm sensing that as well. And I think last week we had the conversation off the air about how it seems today that absolutely everything, anything can be offensive to someone. The most innocent, kind gesture can be interpreted as offensive by someone out there. And that's a really, really challenging spot to be in. So I've been reading Brené Brown, and she talks a bit about this in one of her books and about how when you're dealing with this stuff, you need to look in close. You need to move in closer to those sides that you disagree with, because it's easy to blanket a political side or a sports or, you know, TV side as being bad. But when you move in closer and you look at the personal relationships that you have with people, the personal relationships, not just the blanket statements that you have with people who have those differing viewpoints, you start to realize that, okay, just because we disagree on this one point, they're good people still. But it's becoming harder and harder for people to see that. And I guess for my part, I don't know, maybe this is rambling. For my part, I've sensed that a lot lately as well. And so I'm trying to serve more. That's the only thing I know how to do in such times of division. I try to reach out more. I try to serve my community. I work harder to, you know, I've always said I can't make the world a better place, but I can try really, really hard to make my corner of it a better place. And that's how I combat it.
I think there's the overarching need is for there to be love and empathy mm-hmm. and compassion. And we go in so many different directions personally because, you know, some people say, I don't have a TV in my home. Uh-huh. Other people are like, praise the Lord for Netflix and Disney Plus.
Right.
Other people are like, no, we don't watch sporting events. I love watching football.
Right.
You know, and but the problem is when it's not a sin issue, it's a personal conviction issue. Because, you know, I'll just throw this out there real quickly. I don't drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I never once judge anyone else. as long as it's in moderation, if that's something that you choose to do and can praise the Lord for it, fine. But I personally don't. Mm-hmm. But if I start telling people you are a bad person mm-hmm. if you partake, then I'm taking what is a personal conviction for me in my life and, you know, then
and turning it into a judgment.
Forcing it on them. Yeah. But by the same token, if someone says, hey, I do indulge in this, Kayla, why don't you? Why don't you? You should. Come on, come on.
Mm-hmm.
For me to go against my personal conviction yeah. would be a sin. Mm-hmm. And so why can't there be enough unity even in our division to say, hey, this is not something that God has said this is a right and wrong, but mm-hmm. this is a personal conviction.
Yeah.
And keep your personal conviction and respect others that might be completely and diametrically opposed to yours. Like, can we do that in 2020? Can we do that still?
Yeah, that's a good yeah. point. It always comes back to me for in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, freedom, and in all things, love. And then somebody says, well, what are essentials? I'm like, well, you have to decide. You know, it comes
I mean,
it.
We can parse things down as much as we want, or we can just say, you know, can we love and can we turn the other cheek?
Uh-huh. Right. So. Right.
Very good.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.